Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. Mention boas and we imagine steaming South American rainforests, home to emerald tree boas and enormous boa constrictors. However, the canyons of northern Utah are home to the rubber boa, one of only two native North American boas. Rubber boas range from northern Utah west to the Pacific coast and north to Vancouver. The adult resembles a thin kielbasa sausage in size and shape, having both a blunt tail and head. Juveniles are the size of a crayon. A rubber boa's leathery skin is the color of creamy coffee, its scales giving it a rubbery texture. Like other boas, it has vestigial hind legs called spurs, with which males stimulate females during mating. Rubber boas are active at night during the summer. In spring, they can be among the first snakes to come out from the talus slopes and rock crevices where they hibernate. In Cache County, they can be found basking from March through November. From April to August, pregnant females use these rocky habitats to maintain body temperatures around 88 degrees. When not pregnant, rubber boas stay remarkably cool for a snake, around 57 degrees. In late summer, females bear an average of 4 live young. They only reproduce every 2 to 3 years, so juvenile survival must be quite high. In captivity, rubber boas can live 30 years or more. It's hard to imagine these docile, slow-moving snakes as predators, but rubber boas eat mammals, birds, reptiles, and eggs. Like other boas, they have no venom and kill by constriction, often consuming whole litters of nestling mice, voles, pocket gophers, shrews, and moles. The snakes fend off the protective rodent parents with their short, blunt tails, which often bear bite scars. Both rubber boas and rodents evolved in Asia about 45 million years ago, which suggests that they have been predator and prey for a very long time. Thanks to Andrew Durso, Utah State herpetology student, for today's essay. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.